Okay, so this is what happened this morning. I read the post of one of my Reclaim Your Power students. And she said that when she reads my articles, all she can hear is her father telling her, "You'll never amount to anything, you are no good, you are never going to be anything." And that really stopped me and made me break out in cold sweat. Because what do I do with it? Am I supposed to be different and say different things? Am I supposed to ignore it? Am I supposed to say, well, if she can't stand the heat, then she should get out of the kitchen? Or shall I, what shall I do? Am I responsible for how people hear me? Or am I only responsible of what I say? Really important questions, and really questions I don't really have an answer for. Because how can you be responsible for what people hear? And yet, you probably can, but I don't know how. I, myself, was raised with the memes, "You'll never amount to anything, you're stupid, and you are no good, you're worthless." And my attitude to it was, I'll show it to you. This girl's attitude is anger, and this girl's attitude is animosity. That's how she deals with the memes. Now, am I going to make sense only to people who already succeed in spite of the horrible memes? Or am I going to be someone who can be trusted to take you to there? And how do I do it? Now, we only know four modes of four fields inside we can communicate. I attempt to communicate inside father, child, or if possible, inside partnership. You want me to support you inside mother-child. Mother is traditionally the one who puts you at ease and who tells you you are good, even if you are a girl. But mother-child is not suitable for growth. Mother-child is actually forcefully keep you small so that you need the mother. And you fulfill on your traditional role of bearing children and bearing it, gritting your teeth and consider yourself not good for anything else. So my goal is to take you to father-child, and if it's possible, at some point, to partnership. Partnership would mean that you hear that I am okay with how you are because my life is not about how you are. And I am considering who you really could be, your potential, and I'm interacting with your potential. And then I find my pleasure, whether you live up to it or not, in my ability to see you as who you could be. Which means I can find pleasure and fulfillment whether you hear me or not. That is the model of partnership I learned in Landmark Education. But can I do it? Can you hear that that's where I'm at? I don't know. I did exercises in that, and I couldn't hear it. On the other hand, there have been people in my life who saw me as bigger than I was being, and I felt that it is my job to fulfill their expectation of me and become bigger. I have grown for somebody seeing me smaller, and I grew from spite. What will make you grow, and how can I be responsible that even if you hear that I say the same things as your father, I am not your father. So far I don't have an answer for that, but it is a very important conundrum, and to decide what it is that I can do, where and what I can shift. So this has been the result of that message, and I have no idea what's going to happen from this. Thank you.